One of the most terrifying experiences for any young chorister must be singing that solo at the start of a carol service. In a darkened church, that beautiful melody seems to come down from heaven as a pure solo voice sings the first verse of Once in Royal David's City. It's a magical moment. The full choir joins in the second verse and the procession sets off on its way. By the end of the carol, they've all arrived in their places, the lights have come on, and the traditional carol service is well underway. The words of that famous carol were written by a remarkable lady, Cecil Frances Alexander, the wife of a 19th century Protestant bishop of Armagh in Northern Ireland. It comes from a set of hymns for little children written in 1848. These hymns were designed to teach young people about the faith. Once in Royal David's City gives a catechesis on that part of the creed which says, "Who was conceived by the Holy Ghost and born of the Virgin Mary." In simple language, Mrs. Alexander taught young children the great mystery of the Incarnation by getting them to sing, "He came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all, and his shelter was a stable, and his cradle was a stall." There's another famous hymn by Cecil Frances Alexander which gives a catechesis on an earlier section of the creed. What do we mean when we say of God the Father that he is maker of heaven and earth? The children knew the answer. This Sunday, of course, is the Feast of the Holy Family, when we reflect not only on the scene in the crib at Bethlehem, but on our Lord's childhood, as he grew up in Nazareth, in the home of Mary and Joseph. Mrs. Alexander seized the opportunity to teach children in her day how they ought to behave. And through all his wondrous childhood he would honour and obey, love and watch the lowly maiden in whose gentle arms he lay. Mrs. Alexander obviously understood children very well. She knew how excited they get about Christmas and all that goes with it. She wanted to make sure they looked beyond the festivities, even beyond the events of our Lord's birth, to see what it was all for. She wanted them to understand that we are called to gaze on the face of Christ for all eternity in heaven. Not in that poor, lowly stable with the oxen standing by we shall see him, but in heaven, set at God's right hand on high.